Hello, beautiful. This is Kendall. This year has been focused on intense change. At the beginning of the year, I knew I had to start breaking the rules of who I was so that I could redefine and step into who I was meant to become. Making decisions from where you want to be is a core mindset that I live by. Yet it's not always the easiest to live from. And the reason is because what our life and business looks like now lulls you into accepting what you have now as the status quo. But to grow, you need to redefine what your new normal looks like, feels like, and brings to you. You have dreams and ambitions about what you want to achieve with your life and business. And trust me, those dreams won't happen if you keep playing by the rules that you've been playing by. It's time to redefine what you want and to say yes to your vision. Now, I love the concept of working in your zone of genius. And even better, I've applied this concept to what I call your soul of genius. This is designing a business that gives you the ultimate in freedom, impact, and income. Now, for me, that's meant letting go of many of the programs and offers and workshops that I have been delivering very, very successfully for so many years. And instead, only saying yes to my soul of genius, which is creating and delivering extraordinary coach training certification programs that our graduates rave about, or teaching women more advanced in their business how to create their own lucrative certification programs as their path to seven figures. There are many practical strategic choices and actions I love to coach my clients on taking to up-level their business into seven figures. But for me, everything starts with energy and intention. So today, I want to share with you one of the simple gratitude exercises I used this year to help me make my own powerful and profitable shift in my business. This exercise helps you get your intention aligned with taking action in a way that pulls you forward with less effort and greater freedom. What's important is to do this exercise right now, so it has time throughout the next 90 days to work its magic for you. So start by grabbing 7 slips of paper, or you can use post-it notes. On each one, you're going to write something very specific that you feel deep gratitude for. Now, the 4 keys are that you're specific about what you write, that you feel gratitude for it deep in your heart and soul, that you feel that gratitude as if it's already happened. That is hugely important. And to write each in the positive. So here are the 7 areas that you're going to write one thing about on each slip of paper or post-it note. First, write a result that happens for your perfect client, something specific that you are a part of helping make happen with them. Remember to write this feeling deep gratitude for it as if it's already happened. Second, write something specific that happens for you regarding money. This could be an amount that you make over the next 90 days. It could be an amount you now charge for your ideal client or an amount that you bring in for a new launch. Make it specific and remember to feel deep gratitude for it as if it's already happened. Now, you may not know the how, but you know that this is what you want. Next, write something specific about an outcome or a solution that you want to a problem or a challenge that you've been experiencing inside of your business. Write this not from the how-to or being overly attached to how it will manifest. You want to write the specific end result that you ultimately desire to see as an outcome of this situation. Next, write something specific that you want to manifest in your life, again, as if it's already happened. The 5th one is to write something specific that you want clarity about inside of your business. Now, you can write this as being so grateful and happy now that you have clarity about fill in the blank with the area that you choose. The key is always to be as specific as you possibly can in what you want to write. So it might be getting clarity about how to create a new offer or create the an amazing converting webinar, whatever it is, be that clear about it. Okay, the 6th one is to write something specific about a project that you want to see accomplished or achieved in your business. And this can be simple, like creating a new offer or rebranding your website. Remember to feel deep gratitude for it as if this project is already completed with grace and ease. And finally, the last one is to write something about a specific new opportunity that you want to see happen for you inside of your business. This is your moment to say yes to that desire that's already within you in a way that is clear and specific and has a purposeful intention behind it. All right, awesome. So you now have 7 slips of paper, post-it notes in total. So to complete this exercise, take those 7 slips of paper, tuck them into an envelope, and seal it. Then put it in a drawer. At the end of 90 days, you could open it and see what has transpired for you. What I like to do after this exercise is start making my checklist of the first action step that I need to take using what I just wrote to give me purpose and energy and very powerful, clear intention. 2017 has the potential of being a powerful year for you inside of your life and business if you are willing to break the rules on how you create and lead your business. Watch your inbox for more soul and strategy tips from me. And if you haven't yet liked my Facebook page, I would love it if you would go there now. It's facebook.com/KendallCoach. And go ahead and like that page. I would really appreciate that. All right. Happy 2017 to you. Big, big, big love and hugs to you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.